Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, February the 17th and the whole week ahead. The Sun conjunct Mercury in Aquarius is a real good get up and go sign if you're a Scorpio who has ambition. So start to plan and think ahead when it comes to career matters. However, Mars squaring Neptune can bring its own problems and it can come as a result of not being realistic. And this is your wake-up call. Anything in your life that doesn't add up, don't try and make it so. It's not going to work, just let it go. Here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday's Sun Mercury has been so good if you're a Scorpio who wants to plan ahead. Now, I'm talking now about home and family matters. Throw in the Sun and Mercury changing signs today, and this is a much better day to get your head around things. And we're talking about anything to do with your creative side, your love life, your domestic world, your home and your family. A new day dawns. Here's your Monday stars. Now, if earlier in the week Mars squared Neptune, and as I said, this is your wake-up call, then this continues to be the case, especially over money. So when it comes to money and finance, do not deceive yourself. Don't become addicted to what you think is true, because it's simply not. Get your head screwed on absolutely right when it comes to money matters, and be the one who takes the initiative. Don't be led into a very difficult situation. Be honest with yourself. Here's your Tuesday stars. As the day goes on, things get a lot brighter and better, especially when it comes to relationships. So if there's a special night out that you want to have with either a friend or a partner, then do it today, because the moon and the sun work so well together. There's a lot of joy to be had from these stars around you now. There's something very loving about the energy. So a trip to the theatre, cabaret, something with a little bit of music. And even dancing. And here's your Wednesday stars. With Venus conjunct Neptune, I so love this. It's the most romantic of aspects. And it's in your fifth house, the house of love. This is all about love. Now, of course, it can be falling in love with someone or falling in love with a situation. So I said yesterday there's a very arty feel to your stars, the theatrical and the musical. This continues unabated. So the more artistic you are, the more romantic you will be, and the more love you will attract into your life. Here's your Thursday stars. An excellent day if you're having to work with someone on a project or a plan. This really can focus both your minds on getting the best of all possible solutions and ideas out into the open. Perfect time for dealing with other people and working hand in glove with a person who gets you and you get them. Here's your Friday stars. Now, be a little bit careful today, especially if people have made you promises that they've no intention of keeping. If you want something cut and dried, then get it in writing. And if it means bringing in solicitors, legal eagles, financial gurus, anything, then make sure you query everything with the professionals. And if you want confirmation and commitment, get things in writing.